Okay, I'm just going to run it back just to be sure. There's the light on now, so we're okay, Mamie. All right, I'm going to start off going back as far as I can. And the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is your grandparents. Mm-hmm. And the idea of talking about your grandparents is if you can tell me some things about them, you may remember some things they told you about even further back. As far back as I can reach is important here. So, where did your grandparents grow up? Do you remember?
My grandmother grew up in Nassauville.
Okay.
And my grandfather, he came here from South Carolina.
Okay.
And they were married, and well, my mother was named Sarah. And she had two children. She had three, one boy and two girls.
You're one of the two girls.
Uh-huh, I'm one of the two girls. And I'm the only one living now.
Okay.
So my grandfather, he worked with the turpentine back in those days.
He helped make turpentine.
Yeah, he went out and what they call it, draw the turpentine from the trees.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then later, well, we moved down to the Harrison place.
The Harrison Plantation?
Harrison Plantation,
okay.
Yeah. And he was the caretaker down there, and my grandmother was the cook. And she would do the cooking. They would, Hampletons would come down from Atlanta, and she would do the cooking during the season that they would visit.
They visit the Harrison Plantation.
When they come down for vacation or whatever, and she was the cook down there. And my grandfather, he would just take care of the place. And he had a big farm there during the time that we were living there. And
your grandfather had a big farm.
Yeah, he had a. Okay. Take care of a farm.
We were
living next to the Solomons.
Okay.
Harry Solomon.
Were they black or what?
No, they were white. All of these were white.
Okay.
And he owned the shrimp and industry here in front of
here. Okay, okay.
And the Browns was taking care of their place. The Browns was black.
Okay.
And my family, which was the Shepherds.
Yeah.
They were black, so.
Okay. Can I interrupt for a moment? Can that fan be turned down?
Oh, that's my heater. I'm turning
it up. Okay. That'd be all right. I just don't know how it'll sound on the recorder. That's great. Okay. Well, now, let me pick up on that before I lose the thought. Your grandfather and grandmother came down to the Harrison Plantation, and your family lived there too, your mother and father?
Yeah. Well, yeah, my mother.
Okay.
And, well, we lived there for a while. My mother, she married and moved to the American Beach.
Okay.
Her husband was the caretaker, which was my stepfather. He was the caretaker of American Beach down there. His name was Abraham Lewis. They call him Ben Lewis, but he wasn't related to the L. Lewis's.
Okay, okay.
They weren't related,
okay.
But he was the caretaker down
okay.
there. So we continued to stay on at the Harrison place.
Okay.
My sister and I.
All right.
And
let's go back to your grandparents again for a moment. Did you ever hear them talk about the Civil War or slavery or, you know, any of those older days?
Not to my remembrance.
Okay.
I don't remember saying.
Because the Civil War was in 1861 to 1865,
mm-hmm.
and grandparents often reach back close that they
yeah.
may have had some memories of that. Or slavery, did you ever hear them talk about any of their family?
No, not during those days.
Because there were slaves on the Harrison Plantation.
Yes.
So
I've heard.
You heard.
But,
okay.
I think it was.
Okay.
Talked.
You told me how your grandfather earned a living. First of all, he was involved in turpentine, and then you moved to the Harrison Plantation. He helped
yes.
take care of
uh-huh.
farmland out there.
And I'm not sure if he continued I don't think he continued with the Turpentine after we moved down there.
Okay. What interesting memories do you have about your grandparents?
Oh, let me see if I can think of something. Well, he used to like to hunt, and as I said, on the farm, we used to love to work with him, you know, planting things and uh-huh. like that.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother, she would always go out in the Mille River, and she'd take us out there, my sister and I, and we'd go out there with her, and she'd get crabs or whatever, shrimps and all. I know one time that we were on this dock, and she had a little net down there where you catch
minnows
in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Little minnows in, and I was bending over there one time, and I just fell right on over. I guess you see all those scars up there in my head.
You hit your head on the dock, huh?
I fell down. Maybe it was about, I know it was more than, maybe about 4 feet, I guess, head first. And they had to take me to the doctor, but.
You want to get this? That means it's working okay. All right. How old were you when you fell off the dock?
Oh, I may have been about 3 or 4 years old. Oh, I was okay. Little then. And another time we were on the dock, and my grandmother and my mother, we were all sitting on the dock, and they had a little board like where you put your feet,
uh-huh.
and had a ladder there where you could climb up when the tide was low or high, whatever. And we were all sitting down there, and the tide was coming in. It was real high. And somehow I slipped off of this dock and fell overboard. And there was Mr. Harrison down there studying to be a minister.
Oh.
And he heard my mother and all of them hollering and crying because none of them could swim.
Okay.
And he ran down, he had on his shoes, all he had time, pull off his glasses, I think. And he jumped over in the water, and I had probably floated about maybe 100 feet or more down the water, and it was going fast because the tide was going back out. And he was the one that saved my life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, a minister. I imagine it was a great thing for him, too, to be studying ministry.
Yeah.
And then,
now, he was in the Harrison family.
Yes, he was.
It was their plantation.
Yeah. The Hamiltons, not the Harrison, it was named Harrison Homestead, but the Hamiltons was staying there.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you know how you spell Hamilton?
You know, if you.
Okay. Okay, looks like it's on now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The place was named the Harrison Homestead.
Okay.
The Harrison Plantation, whatever.
Okay.
And the people that was down there was the Hamiltons, but they do have Harrison's
okay.
on there.
Oh, yeah,
Harrison.
Sure they do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's old. They had a lot of pictures in there, but
okay.
they probably got misplaced during, you know, handling, because
uh-huh.
that was a lot of years ago.
Yeah, that looks like T.J. Harrison, United States Navy,
uh-huh.
and Eunice Harrison. And then down below is USS Memphis, Leesburg, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, when we're through, let's take a look at...
There's nothing
oh, nothing else in there.
Okay. Just one or two. Had some beer labels in there or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a beer label here.
Mm-hmm.
Brewed and bottled in Germany. Okay.
Yes.
Did your grandparents ever talk about lynching or what we call convict leasing? Let me tell you what convict leasing is. If a black person was arrested and went to jail, the county or the city would charge turpentine companies or the lumber mills, sawmills for a black person. They would actually rent them to the turpentine company or to the sawmill, and the black person would work out there, but the county got the money for the work that that person did. And then when that job was finished or the person's time was up, they go back to the jail. But that was called convict leasing. Did you ever hear anything about
that? No, I don't remember hearing anything about that.
Okay, okay. A lot of that went on, but I just wondered if you ever heard of it. Were your grandparents' clothes made at home, or were they able to buy them, you know?
Well, a lot of the time, my sister and I, it was somebody that made them for us. And as I said, the place where we were staying at, the people used to bring us things.
Okay.
Like, even around Christmas time, they would always send us big boxes of Christmas toys, clothes,
okay,
and candies, and
yeah,
all
kind
of things like that.
Okay.
So,
but you, your mother, father, grandparents never went to a store to buy clothes. They were all pretty well either made or given?
Yes, most of them made,
yeah.
And
okay.
They had a few things they bought,
okay,
from the, I think it was the Floods, some market here they had in Fernandina,
okay,
but I don't remember,
okay,
the name of it really.
You mentioned your grandfather came from Nassauville. Did you ever get out into the county with him, past Nassauville, out maybe Yulee?
No, my grandmother came from Nassau.
Oh, Nassau, the
yeah,
island.
Right down to Nassau.
Oh,
Nassauville.
Yeah, Nassauville,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever get out into the county with them over in Yulee, or did you ever ride out that way, or to Callahan or Hilliard?
Well, I was born in Italian. But
okay,
they was, when they were, well, I wasn't living when they were doing all the Turpentine.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't born then.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to get to your parents in a minute,
mm-hmm,
but I wondered, well, okay, we'll come back to that question and see. We'll talk about your parents now.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was from where?
She was right from here, too.
From Nassauville?
Yes.
Nassauville, okay.
Uh-huh.
And
she was born
there. And your father?
I don't remember my father.
Okay.
I don't remember him.
Okay. Did he die or did he just disappear? You don't know.
No, I
okay.
don't know.
So your mother and your grandparents,
mm-hmm,
raised you, really?
Yes.
And that's
my grandparents raised me. And I had a nice stepfather, so
okay,
he was good.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to live with them some on the beach.
So that was the only father you really knew,
yes,
was your stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where your mother and your stepfather were married?
Yes, right down in the Nassau County. Well, that's where the license was. That's
okay.
The Nassau County Courthouse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were they married at home? Were they married in the church? Or
I think maybe they might have went to the Justice of Peace and got married.
Okay. Okay. How old was your mother and your stepfather? Well, how old was your mother when you were born? Because your father was the one you didn't know. Your stepfather,
mm-hmm,
was, okay. How old were you when you were born? How old were they? How old was your mother when they were born? Pardon me.
I really don't know. She must have been in her late teens, I guess, maybe around 18.
Okay.
Okay. I never went
okay.
back to figure it
okay.
out.
What did your stepfather do to earn money to keep the family?
Well, he was a caretaker down to American Beach.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You mentioned
uh-huh.
that. Okay. And your mother, what did...
Well, she worked down there in the...
For the family?
Uh-huh. In the, they had hotels, they had cottages, and she would keep those clean.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did your stepfather or your mother ever express to you concerns about race relations? Were they concerned about black and white problems that were prevalent back in those days?
No, not really. I guess we were more around all blacks all the time. We never did.
Okay, okay.
The only place except when we were, you know, as I said, when we were living with our grandparents and they were staying on this, taking care of
the plantation.
Uh-huh.
Sure,
and,
okay.
I know one incident that happened one time. It was the daughter and son-in-law of the old lady, which was named Miss Mamie Hamilton, Mamie Harrison.
Okay.
I guess that's what's a nice name. Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. But anyway.
But she was a white lady.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know her too very well, but anyway, I remember them. But they had us, as I say, I don't want to call names really.
No, don't.
But they carried us out in the boat, one of them. And I don't know what they were trying to do. They had almost frightened us to death. They carried us out in the boat in the Amelia River, and they just spin around, and we were so frightened. I've always remembered that. I was afraid of water.
Uh-huh.
And
You think they might have thought about doing some harm to you?
I don't know, because that was one of the reasons my grandfather left from down there and we moved uptown, because they said something to us. I don't know what kind of words that they said to my grandfather, but we left from down there.
Were they angry with him about his work, or did they call him a nigger,
we were small when we left from down there, but I really don't know what went on, but I know something went on.
Yeah, and you were
because
frightened.
My grandfather, we left.
It was time to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How were your mother and your stepfather educated? Do you know how far they went?
No, they didn't have any education.
Okay.
It wasn't much down there. I imagine, you know, she could write a name and all of that.
Were they able to read? Were they both able to read?
Yes. Oh.
Okay. Was anyone in your mother or your stepfather's family in the military, World War One, or soldiers in World War One?
Okay.
Talk to me about fond memories you have about your mother and your stepfather.
Well, we used to go down there to the beach, and during the summertime, it was always fun to go down there then. It was so many people that came to the beach.
This American Beach?
American Beach. We'd have buses came from all over the state and other states too, because a lot would come in from Georgia and whatnot. A lot of people owned it, places down there, and in the summertime, it was just so many people down there. It was just, you know, it was just a lot of fun being around all those people.
Uh-huh.
And like on the 4th of July, they would have a pole. They would put up, called a greasy pole.
Okay.
And they would either put money or ham or something up there, and the one that could climb up this greasy pole would get
whatever
the prize.
Yeah.
So. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was always a lot of fun, and they had this big casino-like building there, and they had all the windows like boarded up, but they could open them up in the summertime, and people would come in and have picnics, you know, and just enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
They had a beach house and all.
Did your parents fix up a picnic lunch for you to take to the beach? Or?
No, we was living right there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's after you left the plantation.
Yeah. Well, no, my grandparents was at the plantation.
Okay.
But we would go down to the beach. So it was just, well, it wasn't far. You could just walk from one place to the other, from the Harrison place.
Well, then when your mother and your stepfather were married, they didn't live down on the plantation after that.
No. They didn't live.
And so it was after that your grandfather left, and did he come up to the beach?
No, my grandfather, we moved uptown.
Okay.
We go back and forth. See,
okay.
I see.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question about a gentleman named Hilton Williams. Did you ever know him? Lived down in American Beach, was a retired truck driver for the mills. He was a black gentleman. Well, I taught, you don't recall him, I guess, I taught him how to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to spend a lot of time with him down there. He went around with a lady named Estelle Williams.
Yes, I know them.
Then you know Hilton then?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. I used to spend time with him, and he used to tell me when he was younger and he was down on the beach,
mm-hmm.
that he was afraid to go down past the end of American Beach. He didn't feel he belonged down there. When you were there at the beach, did you have any concerns about going south or north of American Beach on the beach? Did it?
No, never.
Yeah, okay.
Because the stewards, they lived down farther. There wasn't anybody else staying down in that area.
Okay, okay.
And when the Union Carbine, I think that's the name
yeah,
of it,
Union
came,
Carbine.
Uh-huh, they came down and they started, what is it?
Was it phosphate? Was
yeah,
that phosphate?
Some kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, when they came down and started doing that work down there, well, some of the people sold out to them and they moved further up.
I see.
And then later on, the Miyalan came down
okay.
and some more moved further
okay.
up.
So if you were down on the beach playing with kids, you didn't, if you wanted to run down the beach past American Beach, it didn't concern you?
Oh, we'd walk down there yes. a lot of time.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah, okay. That was
no
really
concern.
Yeah, okay. Where did you all go to church?
They had a little church down Franklin Town, and we had to walk, looked like about 2-3 miles. It was to go to it.
Okay.
The church, they would also have school in the little church.
Okay.
Just the one classroom.
Did you go to that school?
Yes, we had to walk, oh my goodness, so far to get to it.
Was it south? Were you walking south
yes,
or north?
Yes, south. Uh-huh,
okay.
We had to go south.
Okay.
We had to go further down past American Beach to Franklin
okay.
down. And we had one teacher, and I don't know whether we went every day to school or not, but we just go when we could
uh-huh.
because there were cows and things out in the woods and we were scared
right,
and
no,
we didn't have
sure.
anybody to
Take,
go with us,
yeah.
so.
Did you ever, did anything ever happen to you, like an animal chase you or anything like that?
Just cows.
Just cows, okay.
Yeah. We was always afraid to go down through the woods because when we see a cow or something, there's a lot of cows out there. I don't know who they belong to. I know Solomon's owned some cows, but I don't know if it was
yeah.
their cows or not.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the school, or was the school in the church?
The school was in church. They just call it Franklin Town School.
Okay. And did the church have a name?
They just Franklin Town Methodist Church.
Okay.
United Methodist Church.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I've got a question here. What did you and your parents do in your leisure time? And I think you answered that pretty well, but I'll ask you again, because your mother came from Nassauville, did you ever go out there as a family and visit? And did you go past Nassauville to Yulee or?
No, when they moved, my grandmother was born and mother down in Nassauville. And we didn't go back down there.
Okay. Did you have a horse and buggy or?
Yes, we had a horse. The horse was named Kate at at the plantation down there where we lived.
Uh-huh.
Was named Kate. That's how my grandfather did all his farming. He
okay.
had a plow and he would do all the plowing and planting and he grew, I think, just about every kind of vegetable.
Did he have a wagon to hook to Kate?
I don't know. I don't remember a wagon.
Okay. Now,
he did all of his walking. When he come uptown, he would walk.
Walk you know, all the way from
walk.
There to town?
He'd come up to this Flood's place up here and buy grocery. You know, things what
uh-huh.
we didn't grow. And he had a mill where he could make his own meal, corn,
okay,
whatever.
Okay. How long did it take him to walk from there up to town?
Well, it didn't take that long because they had pathways that they would go that would make it shorter, you know, like coming down. Well, the airport now is taking up a lot of of the road.
Okay.
What we used to come, go and come.
Okay, so he walked that. Probably took him an hour and a half.
Maybe.
And then did he have any kind of a little cart to put his stuff
in? No, he always had this burlap sack he carried on his back. Yeah. Sometimes he'd walk the beach route, and then sometimes he'd just walk through the...
Did you ever walk with him?
Yeah, I walked with my, but not with my granddaddy, but with my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
We would walk, we'd walk to O'Neill, across the bridge to the Davis Crossing.
Yeah,
there's a place out there called the Davis Crossing.
Yeah.
And she had a relatives living there, aunt, I believe it was. And we'd walk there sometime.
Was that fun to do that?
Yeah,
enjoyed
we enjoyed it. We'd
okay.
go out in the woods picking blueberries and all.
When you went over, did you spend the night, or did you go over and
come
back? Yeah,
sometimes we'd spend the night.
Because that's a long walk.
It was a long walk.
Did you or your brothers and sisters have bicycles in those days?
Mm-mm.
No?
No bicycles.
Did kids have bicycles in those days?
No, I don't remember. We didn't have anything. First time I rode in a car is the family that was living in, came from Atlanta, the people that we were living on premises for. Well, they had a car. I think it was the first time I ever rode in a car with a rumble seat, and they would take us places in that, so we just enjoyed.
Wasn't it fun to ride the rumble seat?
Yeah, the rumble seat, yeah. They had a rumble seat.
Oh, that's great.
The Harrisons.
Did your mother or your stepfather ever talk about the Civil War or slavery to you youngsters to teach you about what had taken place in the past?
No. As I said, I never did remember any of them saying anything concerning, you know, the Civil War or anything in those days. I don't guess they knew too much themselves about it, because coming from back, way back down in the area out there in Nassauville, I don't guess they was too much.
Did they vote? Did your mother and stepfather vote?
No.
Did you ever hear them talk about voting?
No.
Okay. Now, when you got sick and you needed to see a doctor or maybe even go to the hospital, how did your folks do that?
I don't know, because I'm trying to remember. One time, my grandmother used to shuck oysters.
Okay.
And I was playing with the oysters too, and I
cut yourself.
Yeah, and it's got real infected.
Uh-huh.
So that was during the time Dr. Langenhausen was here in Fernandina.
That's a name I hadn't heard.
Langenhausen.
No.
Yeah,
was he a black doctor?
No, he was a white doctor.
Okay.
He was a good doctor too.
Uh-huh.
And he was the one that my mother had to bring me up to the doctor for. And I guess I would have blood poisoned because it had that oyster shell and stuff in there.
Yeah.
So, she might have gotten somebody to bring me up here to the doctor.
Do you know of doctors ever coming out there to see you or other people that lived out there? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Only one I remember was Dr. Humphrey that would do house calls, but I don't know. I don't remember him coming out there.
I see. Okay. Were you ever in your younger life afraid of racial violence? Was there, you talked about your grandfather left the plantation for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
He was frightened. And you were frightened the time they were turning around in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever frightened concerned about yourself from a racial standpoint as a young person?
No.
Did white kids taunt you or tease you or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Looks like you're reaching back for something there, are you?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
I can't remember anything concerning, you know, as I say, we mostly kept to ourselves. We never were in a position
where something would happen.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear stories about the sheriff or Sheriff Youngblood or any of those people, and how did they treat black folks?
Well, pretty bad. I heard about Sheriff Youngblood, and I remember my grandfather saying something one time about in Yulee there was a pond back in there somewhere that they would kill you and throw you in. And I don't know if that was so or not, but he was telling us about they call it some kind of skillet pond, some kind of pond.
I've heard of skillet pond.
Somewhere back in there in Yulee side.
Well, you what you're saying is you knew these things happened, but you don't. Did this frighten you at all? When you were in town, were you frightened of the sheriff or police or?
No.
Okay.
No, because I mean, my family didn't really. They weren't really bad people, you know, like that come in contact with the police and nothing like that. But I had one uncle that just he worked with, as I said, Captain Neil Frank on his boat.
Okay.
And he liked it, his drinks, I guess, and maybe he gotten put in jail by Youngblood sometime.
They're having a little bit too much.
Yeah, and during those days.
Did you ever hear him say that they mistreated him?
No. Yeah. I never.
Okay.
But I did hear that this police, Youngblood, he would lay it on you when he could, but I never
experienced
it.
You learned to read in school as a young young person. What kind of books or papers were you able to read? Going back as far as you can remember, where did you get anything to read and what kind of...
The only material we got to read is when we went to school and the books they give you, half of them would be raggedy. And
were you able to take them home?
Yes, we carried
some. Were there books around the house?
No, not much. My sister, she loved to read. I guess I was one that didn't like to read too much. But anyway, my sister loved to read. And going back to the Harrison place, it was a two-story building down there. And it was full of newspapers, books, and all. And she would always go upstairs in one of these rooms. And she would be, that's where you'd find her reading.
Sitting there
reading all the time. And I remember one time my grandmother came in there looking for us. And she ran down, well, she didn't run, she fell down the stairs.
Your sister?
Uh-huh. Okay. So I don't know if she hurt herself, but I always figured her sickness came from that fall.
I see.
And I don't remember carrying her to the doctor or anything like that. But anyway, she loved to read, and she would go upstairs, and I don't know what kind of books it was, but anyway, she would read. And I wasn't one that read that much. Yeah. But anyway, we didn't have books in the home to read.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She never brought any home that she found, your sister?
No. She just go up there and find things to read up there.
Okay. Now, how big was your family again? It was you and two other, was it sisters and a brother?
No, he was born dead.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had a brother, but he was born dead.
So,
but it was just me and my sister that grew up together.
That's Minnie?
Minnie.
Minnie, okay.
Minnie and Mamie.
Okay.
And I came to find out later, I don't know where we got our names from, I don't know, because the lady, Miss Mamie Hambleton and Minnie Huggins. I don't know how our names got to be like that. But I understand when we got ready to get our Social Security, our names was not Mamie and Minnie.
Oh, what were they?
My name was Emmeline and her name, I think, was Mary.
How do you spell Emmeline?
I don't know.
Emmeline.
Emmeline.
Pronouncing okay.
Emmeline.
And she was Mary. Mm-hmm. Well, you perhaps were named after those two ladies then.
I was wondering if that's why we were named Minnie and Mamie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you were, Shepherd was your stepfather's name. Did he?
No, Lewis was my stepfather. We went in my grandparents' name.
Okay.
Oh, Shepherd's.
Okay, okay. And what was the last name of your stepfather?
Lewis.
Lewis. Oh, that's right. You told me he was a Lewis. Okay. Can you describe the house you lived in American Beach?
It wasn't really, okay, they had apartments down to American Beach.
Okay.
And down underneath it was like garage apartments. And so one area they had built off, you know, partitioned off and made a place for the caretaker to stay.
Okay.
So that's where we lived,
okay,
in a little apartment down underneath the bathhouse.
Okay.
By the bathhouse, and the upstairs were the dining area, and they had some apartments upstairs too. So,
was it fun living right on the beach, right on the water?
It always bothered me living on the beach because I didn't like the sound of the water, the roaring of the water, and it just, it bothers me a lot.
Did you know how to swim by that time?
No, because I was afraid of water even then.
Because of those falls?
Because of the drowning.
Okay.
I mean, the almost,
drowning. Okay.
And today I don't even know how to swim, so I never did go around water.
What did you kids do to play then around the area? How did you, where did you play and what kind of games?
I guess we just played with the dolls and things that was given to us for Christmas and all, but we just mostly was outside in the yard. They had lots of pecan trees there and fig trees and all kind of things to just get into them.
Okay. Did you play with boys too?
You know, there was a, over at the Solomon's place, there was a family, the Brown family, and they had two boys over there, and that's when we walked to school together.
Okay.
Yeah, we just played that, you know, not.
Yeah, there weren't any white families at American Beach, were there?
No.
No,
not those days.
Okay. Did you work when you were young, when you got up a little bit?
Yes.
What did you do?
I mostly did restaurant, working in the restaurants and all.
Around American Beach?
I worked down there a while too, but I worked uptown to the restaurant uptown. And I worked since I've been with my husband, I worked for Miss Hardy a while.
Oh yes.
A long time.
He mentioned that, Suzanne Hardy, she's a nice lady.
She's
yeah.
the one told me this man that saved my life. Mr. Rob, that was his name.
Rob Harrison?
Rob
Hamilton.
Harrison?
One of the other. His first name was Rob.
Rob.
She knows a lot of this.
Yeah, she knows about the Harrison place down there, lots too. But, anyway, she was the nicest person to work for. She was so nice. She had five girls, I loved working for her, and every time I see her now, I just love her. She's a beautiful person.
She's a nice lady. Mm-hmm. How did you get to work from American Beach?
I wasn't down there.
Oh, I see.
I would say since I married my husband and was living.
Oh, that's when you moved to town. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but.
Okay. Did you ever work in the Honey Dripper or a nightclub or anything like that?
I went down there one time on a holiday and served not alcohol drinks. We were
they needed extra help because of the holiday.
Like that.
Okay.
Soda pops, whatever you call it in those days. But anyhow, I wasn't serving alcohol. And I worked to the Lancasters, that same place where my stepfather was living upstairs part. I worked there a while
okay.
In the K kitchen like a waitress and whatnot.
Okay. Were you close to both of your parents? Did you feel real close to your mother, and did you feel close to your stepfather?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did they?
Good family together.
Good. Yeah. Did they read to you? Did they tell you stories and all the?
No, but they. As I say, they didn't. I don't think they had that much education either.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Did you have electric lights when you were a young lady out there at American Beach, or did you have kerosene lamps?
We had, I think, electric lights and stuff back then.
Okay.
But at the Harrison place, we had lamp lights.
Were there ever fires from the kerosene lamp that you
know? No. We never did, because we...
You were careful?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Very careful in those days.
When you were growing up, did you ever play with white children? Were you around white children at all?
No, you know, the only white that we really had was the Solomon. They had three children, I believe. One was named Jill, and Jack, and Harold. I believe that was the name. And, they would be out there. Sometime we played with them when they came around.
This was down on the plantation, then. They were children of white families on the plantation.
But, you know, we'd see them and this be around them once in a while, but not all the time, because they lived uptown.
Okay. What do you understand about the history of slavery? And where did you learn what you know about slavery?
Well, there's not much I can tell you about slavery, because I never was around anybody that... Yeah. I remember one lady that was born into slavery, and I think her name was Scrappy Taylor. But she was an old lady when I knew her, and I was young then, but all I knew, she was born in slavery.
She
was out in Hoopersville. That was the sister of Spicy Hooper.
Okay. Where is Hooperville? Is it out by Nassauville?
No, it's right out, you know where the ice plant is out in, right? Where the power plant at?
Out by American Beach?
No. It's right up here by
I see. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Okay.
It's South 6th Street Extension.
Yes, okay. Yes, I know. I know where you're talking about.
Oh, it's right.
So you were you married at the time you met this lady or heard of her, this old lady who had been born into slavery? How old were you when you met her?
Maybe about 14, 15 years old.
Well, you met her coming into town maybe with your
grandfather. Yeah, after we moved up in the city.
Yeah.
She was there a while, but she soon died.
You moved up in the city from American Beach before you and Jackie were married.
Okay. I was up here before we married.
Okay. Well, roughly you were 14, 15 when you moved up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever hear this old lady talk about, how did you know she was born into slavery?
Well, I used to hear her talk about, you know, she was born into slavery.
Now, this is interesting stuff, if you can remember anything she told you about. You can't do it, huh? You just knew that she was born into slavery.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Was she...
She wasn't all that well, because...
Yeah. She was old.
Some of our friends, after we moved up here, her nieces, thank goodness, they would go over and tend to her and comb her hair. She had long gray hair. She's very fair looking, and she was just was mostly sick during that time, I think.
Yeah,
we knew, because they had to tend to her. Yeah. But I knew she was born in slavery.
Yeah. Okay. Were you still in school when you moved up into town?
Yes.
Did you go to Peck?
Yes, I went to Peck High School.
Okay. What can you remember about Peck? Was that an enjoyable place to go to school? It was all black, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed going to Peck High School, although we were picked on when we came up here to this school, I can tell you that.
Okay, but by the white people?
No, by our own people. So,
what'd they pick on you for?
I don't know. They just call us... they would call us names.
Okay, do you know what kind of names did they call
us? Well, they would call us half white, all kind of stuff like that. So...
Yeah. What was bothering them?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It made me grow up with an inferiority complex.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. Well, I hope you've gotten over that.
Yeah. Well.
Well, did you ever get in fights with these kids?
Yes, there was some out there would really fight you, and I wasn't a fighter.
Yeah, and they were black. These are black kids, not white kids.
Mm-hmm.
Before you got into Peck, were you in the grade school up here somewhere, or did you go right from your school?
We came from the little school in Franklin Town.
Right to Peck?
Right to Peck High School.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you graduated from Peck?
Well, I didn't finish school up in... No, I didn't.
Did you go to work?
Yes.
To help
after all my grandparents and things died while we just...
Was that when you worked for Mrs. Hardy, or was it before? Or did that come after?
After I met my husband. Well, my father-in-law, he was the one that I think got the job for me at Mrs. Hardy.
I see. Okay.
Because he was working for Standard Hardware during that time.
Okay.
And I think she was looking for somebody to work.
When you first came up here from American Beach, what kind of work did you do?
I didn't do any work too much then, but sometime we would go down on the shrimp dock and do work there. I remember the Saul Golfing had a dock down in Nassau, and they was canning shrimps. And I've been down there, I don't know how long, maybe a week or something, I don't know. I just, was just
working. Sure.
And I worked to a canning plant up, I think his name's Stokey, doing it a war.
Okay. Okay.
And they were canning these.
The Second World War we're talking
about.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't work there too long. I didn't.
And this again was before you were married?
Yes.
How did you get out there? Did you didn't walk out there, did you?
No, I think they carried us. I think they probably had something.
The company had something.
Had something. Pick up people.
Pick you up in a parking lot or something like that. Okay. When you first got up here, did the boys and girls play together?
Yes.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the boys that caused the trouble, I wonder.
No, not the boys. I think the girls probably was the more ones caused trouble.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did your school chums go home with you after school? Did you go to each other's houses to play, or?
No, because we had to walk from out where we lived out there in Hoopersville too. We had to walk from out there up here to school. So we didn't have too much playing, after we...
Okay. So you moved from American Beach to Hoopersville.
Yes. Yeah, okay. The place that we was living at, back down on South 6th Street Extension, was the Baker's, Ishiel Baker. He had a place over there, and we moved into that house.
Okay.
So he was working for this man that's flood on the little commissary, grocery commissary, where my grandfather used to come up to get food.
Whereabouts was that now, if in today's Fernandina, where was that flood commissary?
Over on, it was either First Street or Second Street one.
Okay, okay. Well, you know this guy? Okay.
Yeah, that flood commissary, okay. That's what it was. I think it was on Second Street, okay. Somewhere over there where that lumber.
What did you do with the money that you earned?
Well, I just used it, I guess, to...
Did you give some of it or all of it to the family? Did you share?
No, it was mine.
It was yours?
Yeah,
okay.
We just... It was most all the family was pretty near saved.
Were you able to save any money? And if so, did you save it in the
No,
bank?
It wasn't that much to
yeah,
save.
It didn't last long.
No, you wasn't getting $10 a week then, I guess, for work.
When you were up here, when you moved up from the beach, or even at the beach, were there children your parents wouldn't let you play with?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Okay. Can you describe Fernandina in those days, just after you moved up from the beach? Can you just describe the town to me a little bit?
It wasn't many houses, even out to where the school is, Peck High School now. There wasn't any houses around there. All it was palm, low bush palms.
Okay.
And they had these old palmetto berries out there. We used to go out there and eat some of those things. They were the nastiest things you ever tasted.
Why did you eat them?
I don't know. Maybe we were hungry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe we were hungry.
Okay.
And anyway, it was nice. And as I say, I guess I met my husband through his sister. She was, when I came out here, she and I, we were in the same class together.
Okay.
And I used to come and go to her house, and her mother used to make ice cream and all kind of good things, and she would always invite me to her house, and then I'd go up there and eat, and I think that's how I met him.
Did Jackie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay,
uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Were babies born at home in those days?
Yes.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
They were midwives?
Yes, midwives. That's who did all the delivery.
Okay.
I had one child that was born in the hospital. All the rest of them was born home.
At home.
At
okay.
home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who were your parents' friends when they got together with adults? No, I don't need names, but I mean, what did those folks do? Did they live close by? Did they have dinner together in their houses? You know, what kinds of social life did your parents have with adults?
Okay, going back to my grandparents,
okay.
Those was the ones that most of us living with all the time. My grandmother would always cook lots of food, and every Sunday there would be different families come, and they would come there and they would have just like a little eat out together, and they had their guitars and they'd come and play music and all, and they would just sit around and sing. Okay, that was my aunt. She married a green from Chester out there. And these, most of them come from Chester and O'Neill and come there, and then they would enjoy it, you know,
sure.
together. So
yeah.
I think they used to like to come to my grandmother's house because she would cook all this food, you know, and she would have it there. They used to cook possum, coon, everything. They had everything. She raised turkeys and... As I say, my grandfather had this big farm, and we always had lots of food when we were living down
yeah,
there.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they had fun like that.
Okay, was your family happy Well, you lived in Harrison Plantation, American Beach, Fernandina, Hoopersville. Was your family generally happy wherever they were living?
Yes, I think it was, considering, you know.
What caused them to move, say, from American Beach to Fernandina, and then from Fernandina to Hoopersville? What?
Okay. My mother and my stepfather, they lived down on the beach, and he passed away.
Your stepfather passed away?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
During the time they were living down there.
Okay.
So my mother stayed down there a while, but then after my grandparents passed away, she moved up here.
Okay.
And so we were still together.
Was more,
but we did, when we moved up here to Fernandina, that's right out to Hoopersville.
Okay.
We didn't live, you
okay.
know.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Was that bring her closer to her friends or closer to a place where she could work? Was that, what was the reason for leaving the beach? And
well, it wasn't much going on down there.
Yeah.
And during the winter, you wasn't making any money then, so most of all it was during the summertime, so she moved up here. And
for more
little,
work?
Yeah, a little home.
Okay.
And work
okay.
like that.
Did your mother have any home remedies she gave to you when you were, you know, did you ever have mustard plasters when you had cold? Did she have little things she concocted when you weren't feeling well?
Well, we always this nasty medicine called acidity, something like that, you know.
What was that for?
For I guess colds and whatnot, or stomach aches, you know.
It was for everything.
Yeah, acidity and camphor, and then they used to give us this apple bitter stuff to take, I guess. I don't know what that was for, you know.
You didn't ask questions, you just took
it. We had to take that medicine. All I remember, like when we got a cut or something on her, she would take this turpentine and put on it, and it would heal it up. Even today, when somebody got a cut on them, a sprain or something like that, I'll tell them, go get some turpentine and rub it on there. I use it myself. Like if I get a cut on it, I have diabetes too, you know. I have to be careful with myself if I get a bruise on it. So I'll go and get some turpentine and put on it, and then the next day it'll be healed up.
Isn't that something new?
Even like alum, they used to tell us when you had soaked gums, you'd go and get some alum, powdered alum, and put on your gum, and it would heal it up in short time.
Where would you go to buy something like powdered alum? Was there a drugstore?
Yeah, from the drugstores.
Okay.
I don't think it was anything that you could just get. But
And back in those days, when there wasn't a lot of money around, were you able to charge things at the grocery store or the drugstore? Did you always have to pay for it?
I think they did some charge, I thought. Uh-huh. But most of the time you have to pay for it when you get it.
Mm-hmm. Where were your people buried?
In O'Neill Cemetery.
Okay.
O'Neill.
Okay. All right. Now I've got a question. I think I have an answer from Jackie. When were you married? I don't know. I need to ask you the date. I'll do that when we're finished. But he told me the story of both of you being at a funeral. I think all dressed up.
Yes. His grandfather, William Cribb.
William Cribb.
I think that's his name.
Okay.
But anyway, we went, he lived in Old Town, and we got ready, and we went to the funeral.
His grandfather's funeral.
Uh-huh, his grandfather's funeral. So when we left, he said, let's go. He borrowed somebody's car. He said, let's go to Georgia. So we went on to Georgia and got over there. And he said, well, we're going to get married. And when we got there, we went to get our blood tests and all, and I told him, I said, I don't want a justice of the peace to marry me. I want a minister to marry me. And so we went on, so we found this minister, Reverend Dawson.
Was he black or white?
He's black.
Black,
and
okay.
Kinsman.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So we went on over there, and we got married, and we went on and got the license. We didn't pick up the license. That was a long time. We just got our license about maybe 10 or 15 years ago. Because I don't know what, they gave us this little piece of paper, but we had to go and get the license.
Yeah, okay.
And we went, and he went over there, because I kept telling him, I said, I don't have no license to show that I'm married to you, you know. Just, we knew we went and got married, but we didn't have
couldn't
the license.
Prove it.
So I said, well, I wanted this, I could record it.
Well, now let's getting down to you yourself. What do you think about segregation? What did you think about segregation?
Well, I don't believe everybody is from the Bible, created equal.
Right.
And a lot of things that I would like to see be, but I guess it's not going to be. I would like to see everybody be as one person, and it brings so much joy to me now, since I see, I'm a religious person, and to see people on TV how they are worshiping together.
Yes, yes.
And
things are getting much better.
Much better, yeah, much better. But I imagine there's still going to be some stuff, you know.
Do you have memories of experiences about segregation that bother you, or that are lingering in your memory?
Right at the moment, I can't, you know. It's probably some things at the time.
Did you used to go to the movie house where the blacks sat upstairs?
Yes.
Did that bother you at all?
Well,
how did it bother you?
Well, in a way, because it seemed like you had more privilege when you could, you know, be on a level. But when you out of position where you just have to take what comes to you, that's what really bothers you.
Yeah.
Because you can't really, well, it's nothing. Be like when you wanted water, I had to go to the restroom. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Or restaurant, whatever.
Can you give me an example or two of wanting water or having to go to the restroom and being told no and where you went?
Yes, like that. I remember we went in the drugstore downtown, and they told us, well, we went to the stool. They told us we couldn't come there, couldn't sit at the stools,
the counter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, the counter. So we just had to buy what we wanted and go on and back outside. Mm-hmm. And like the restrooms, you had to go way out somewhere, around the back somewhere, to the restroom.
Was there always a color, they call them colored then?
Yeah, they had, like in the courthouse downtown there, they had colored, that's what they had wrote on it, colored. Yeah. And white.
Yeah.
And when you go to the bathroom, you had to go outside down around the back in a little place.
Was there always one somewhere reasonably close by, or were there times when you wanted to use a restroom and you couldn't find one?
That's happened. Yeah. The courthouse was the only place you could find a restroom downtown.
So,
and even water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, obviously, that bothered you. Did you ever? Or did you ever try to use a white
No, no. We never tried to use it, you know.
Were they ever to be mischievous, or were they afraid?
No, not to my knowledge.
Yeah,
I don't think any.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you socialize in your community? Once you were married, did you go to other people's houses? They come to your house? How did you?
Well, I didn't do much visiting and any, but most of my socializing was like with the church members and things like that. And I belonged to the America Legion, and lots of friends, you know, meeting
That. Were there two groups in the American Legion? Was there a white group and a black group? Or
yes.
Did they all meet in the same building but different times?
No.
There was a black American Legion building and a white.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
The black American Legion building is down there by this little market down there, fish market down there.
Yeah,
okay. And most everybody died out and gotten sick, so it just went.
It's not used anymore.
Not being used.
Yeah, okay. Anymore. Okay. Well, I've got a few more little questions here that I'll ask you, and then I'll ask you to share with me anything may have come to your mind about history that we hadn't thought to talk about. January 1st, each year, good black folks always remember Abraham Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. Do you celebrate this in any way? And if so, how do you do it?
Our church and other churches around here, they celebrate with a service.
With a worship service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is pretty much something every year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you tell me your early recollections of Emancipation Proclamation services? Did you know what it was all about?
No, because our pastor, I don't know if they'd been having it or not, and it didn't involve our church, but our past pastor, Reverend McRae, I think it was, he was the first one, I think, started having it. That service.
Did they explain to you what Lincoln did? Did you have a chance to understand what this was all about?
Well,
you knew he freed the slaves.
The
you
slaves,
knew that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
How did you feel about old Abraham Lincoln?
Well, I always thought he was a good man.
Uh-huh.
I
think he
president.
Was a good man, too.
Uh-huh.
While you were living here in Fernandina, did you ever participate in what they used to call the frolics?
No.
Okay.
No.
People, I think they dressed up and had parties, and it was black people did this. Okay. How about, I talked about convict leasing a moment ago, but I'm sure you saw work gangs of prisoners around town.
Mm-hmm. With the black and white stripes on and the chains on them. And
were they, go ahead.
They always worked up and down the road.
Were they from the county or the city or the state? Where?
I think they were from the city.
City, okay.
Yeah, because.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see white prisoners among those that were chained up?
Never. I don't remember seeing any whites.
It was always black.
Huh? Always black. I don't remember seeing
there
any
whites.
There
were guards around. And
yeah, they always had the guards with the guns. The guards have on their brown suits. And convicts have on the chains.
Yeah.
And
it
really bothered.
Tell me how it bothered you.
Well, just to see them out there with those chains on them.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they were murderers or anything like that.
Yeah.
But just, and to have someone over you with a gun, and you didn't do anything, you know.
Did you ever know anybody that actually was locked up and was on a chain gang? And if you did, what did they do?
My uncle, as I said, you know, he'd get put in jail once in a while. And they had him out there like that, so. And, just drinking and maybe fighting or something like that. It didn't kill nobody or murder nobody or anything.
Did you ever hear him talk about that, your uncle? There's another program that blacks had around town in Fernandina. It was called ORITA, O-R-I-T-A. And it was a celebration for young people when they reached a certain age, like the Jewish bar mitzvah. You familiar with that? ORITA was some sort of a celebration when a child reached a certain age. Did you ever hear anything about that?
No,
okay.
I sure didn't.
Okay. How about the NAACP? Did you ever know anything about their work or anybody that was on the NAACP?
No more than what they're doing now. They always tried to help the black people out. Sometime in finding jobs or whatever things come up that they felt that they weren't rightly, you know.
They weren't being treated right. Uh-huh. Did you ever know, did you ever belong to the NAACP yourself?
Yes, I had membership in there. I don't think it may have run out, but I probably will join.
Did you ever go to their meetings?
I went to a few.
What kind of discussions did they have, or what did they do at their meetings?
Well, not too much. I don't remember too many things that happened in the meeting, but just a regular meeting. Nothing
worth remembering.
Wasn't nothing of
any consequence.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Ku Klux Klan? I've talked to several people who remember them marching around town.
I remember once they came into Fernandina, but I don't think they did any harm when whatever they did. But
Of them burning anybody's house down or any of that.
Not in town. Yeah. I don't remember.
As a younger person, when you were a teenager, a young teenager, when you moved to town, did they frighten you?
Yes, just hearing of them, because, you know, you always figured that they weren't up to anything good.
Mm-hmm.
But coming in contact with them or anything like that, we never...
You never knew a white person that you felt pretty sure was a Klan member.
No, I don't.
Okay. I've been told there was a black business area in town, somewhere just off Center Street, where there were a congregation of black businesses. Do you remember anything like that? Or were the black businesses just scattered here and there around town?
I don't know too much about the black businesses in Fernandina, except for, you know, little places scattered around. Maybe a few restaurants and a filling station that was owned by black, you know. Just little stores and joints and places like that.
Were there black grocery stores around? Or did you buy from the whites?
We had to buy from the whites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything else outside of Fernandina Beach around Nassau County? Not down, we've covered the plantation and American Beach pretty well, but anything out past Nassauville, out past Chester maybe, Yulee, any of those places? Can you remember any part of your life that you went out there or learned anything about that part of Nassau County?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It's just...
Okay, all right. Well, we get to the point now where I'll just ask you if there's anything else that you think would be of interest 50 years down the road to people who come and read this and listen to our conversation. Anything historical that strikes you, you want to share with me?
I know something I had intended to say about down to the Harrison place.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember lately, they were talking about they dug up all these bones.
Yes.
The skeletons.
Yeah.
Okay, this big old two-story house that we, well, we didn't live in it, but we were there all the time. And they had the dining hall, and next to the dining hall was a pantry where they kept all the linen and dishes and whatnot in.
Yeah.
And in this particular area, every time you go in there, you would just feel funny. You look like your skin would be crawling, your hair rising on your head. And I learned that that was the area where they found all these bones.
Is this the Dorian dig you're talking about? The Dorian family, D-O-R-I-A-N?
Mm-hmm.
There was a family out there somewhere that was getting ready to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
And as they started excavating, they found a lot of bones, so they stopped their building and they mm-hmm. started, and they found lots
research.
Of bones. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was it was kind of frightening because every time we go in there, we would get, just in this area, we would get this funny feeling. And we were children now.
Okay.
We didn't know much about all kind of ghosts and things like that.
This was on the Harrison plantation then, yeah.
Yeah. And then they had this big cemetery out there where it was a private cemetery. And we would walk through the cemetery to go to the highway. And they had all these big vaults in there, and it was so scary walking through the cemetery and the big. And my grandmother, she saw something, I don't know, was it a ghost or a person or what out there. And they could have been grave robbers then during those days because they had all kind of bases and things on those graves out there, kind of like.
That were worth money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they had these big vaults out there, and they were so big they didn't turn green from malt and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was a place where, it was just frightening, I think, at times,
Was this cemetery called the Franklin Town Cemetery?
No. This was the Harrison.
Harrison's, it was a cemetery
mm-hmm.
for...
That was private. They had
They
had two or three cemeteries out there. The Franklin Town had theirs, that was private. And then the Harrison had theirs.
It was private.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the Solomons had one or not. But anyway, the cemeteries kind of, they weren't too far apart, but the Harrison one, that was the big one out there because they had all these big tombstones and things out there. And
I wonder if they're still there.
It should be. Yeah. They had this iron fence around it, and I don't think they would move all that. These big old vaults and things sit up on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it was.
Anything else you can think of, maybe that was a good one. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else historical? I was reading some of Willie Mae Ashley's stuff, and she mentioned both you and Minnie very interested in history.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain areas of history that are more interesting to you than others? Did you try to collect things or write things down or read history books? Or?
No, I sure didn't. Yeah. I didn't. No, we didn't. Well, she always said she was going to do something about, was going to interview us on that. But
this was Minnie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks.
I'm going to turn the machine off now.